This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. To a farm where big rich land river winds, and I bet they danced them a jig, and they laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan alive?
First out, we want Lee Valiant. Lee Valiant to join us out here.
Why? I'm not sure you do.
Motherfucking Michael Yamaha, who fucking?
Where are we sitting?
Wherever you want, Lee. Wherever you want, grab a seat. Live mics. A couple mics if you're recording. All right, out next, we've got Eric Andrews, a special guest, I believe.
Hey, we got a kid with me, all right? Sure.
I can't do anything if you want to get in there with me, all right?
It's your fault for bringing the child along.
All right, next up, Kane Justice Hank.
No, don't you touch my dirty.
Your mom is the worst.
I know, believe me, I know.
From one side of the tracks and the other trailer park, Kane Justice.
That's good. That's good. I ain't never been in a motherfucking trailer park in my life, Nick Richard. Shut up.
Yes, you
have. All right, next up. Ethan Alexander Sharp.
This is the worst panel ever.
I do. Who fucked this panel?
Peter is here.
He'll step on his back.
Hey, Nick, you don't got
and
that.
Our last
We appreciate how you're doing, but don't overstep your bounds.
Goddamn right.
Ladies and gentlemen, in March, I'm going to drive the giant seats, get your feet, and make some noise for the ace, Eric Rowe!
Yes! Where's he at? Yes! We get music! Yes! With music!
And the coach, the coach, CWA, coming back to the way tonight. Michael Yamaha is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I got a question for him later on.
Hey, Kyle.
I got a question for him later on. Yeah.
This question is jam packed right now. Jay turned out a wonderful introduction.
Thank you.
You're Ethan, why are you in the middle?
Because I was introduced in this order. Right.
That's right.
Come on.
God, y'all need to scoot it on down.
Oh, yes.
Keep going. Kane, Kane.
Shit. Fun.
I know you're champ.
Young
you
boys, know. That's it. I know.
Hey, Ryan. You're like the champ, though. It's fine.
You're acting in the middle, okay?
It's okay. I'm like your biggest fan.
These chairs are cool. Now I know why you sit in these chairs all the time.
I appreciate being able to interview.
Those chairs. Oof.
These chairs, man.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Gentlemen, ladies.
I'm alive, man.
I'm so fucking drunk. Hungry.
A little drunk.
Surprisingly, Lee is alive, like you just said.
Yeah, beat Gino.
That's fucked up.
Okay, so I got to put a little instructions on how we're doing this, so we'll just get started. Anybody got a question for somebody on the panel? We'll get it started.
Yes, Lee, can you tell a story?
You got to be more specific than that.
Give me that one.
Okay.
All right, standing for this?
Fuck you.
Yeah. How many of y'all know, y'all familiar with Ty Dillinger, Ty Shaw?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's me.
Isn't he on the lam right now?
All right, so, probably.
When isn't he?
Motherfucker, somebody owe me some money.
talking about the NXT guy.
Oh, yeah, no, not the WWE NXT guy, the little black guy.
And once again, as soon as we mention Tasha, Charlie disappears. You're the same person.
Woo-hoo,
Stutzy. All right,
I don't even know if I need to change the names or anything.
Tyshawn.
So what? Chi-Town.
My name.
What was it?
Chi-Town.
We're working Statesville one night. And
Chi-Town.
We're working Statesville one night.
He already knows.
That's bullshit.
Oh my god.
Anyway, this never happened.
Well,
by the way.
Shit.
We're on stage all night.
Right there, y'all.
What?
His daughter.
Yeah, my daughter.
He knows never be anything I say. Hey, I guess somebody else is back here. Another person involved, he's doing a podcast or some shit. Anyway, so we're working the stage for one night. And we got this little white guy with his bandit. And I'm driving. Brad's passenger. Eric and Mecca got tied in the back because Ty's shit-faced drunk. We've been in Hooters drinking in Statesville.
He threatened
to
run into
the woods.
Eric Andrews.
At any time in Ty's life, there could be warrants out for his arrest. He could be running from the law. We stopped at Dairy Queen's.
No, we stopped at the store.
Yeah, Dairy Queen's store.
No, it wasn't Dairy Queen's.
Yeah, it was attached.
No, you don't know how to tell a store.
Well, there was a Dairy Queen attached to that store.
Was there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, we're in the store or whatever. All of a sudden, you can see when you're paying, you can see through the drive-through window. And apparently a cop had been by. He's sitting. Whoever was supposed to be watching behind the back seat.
I was in the store. Yeah, y'all were in the car.
That would be Mecca.
That would be Mecca. You fucked up. Now, Sean, all of a sudden, you see this little black guy. They got me to get me. You just see it take off running through the drive. I'm like, oh, motherfucker. I've been through this before with Tyshawn. Tyshawn will disappear for hours, drunk, in the woods, where me, Marcellus King, Joey Sylvia, any of us had to go look for this motherfucker. So, we finally get him, get back in the car, we're on the road. All of a sudden, it's calm for a second. Motherfucker. His fucking pants come flying up in front.
I'm like, that what the fuck is
belt?
The belt.
The belt, yeah, the belt comes flying up the front. And his pants came up there too, if I'm not mistaken. All of a sudden, you're, Whitney. Like, what the fuck is going on? And you just said, Josh. Or Eric. Eric, what about Eric? And you just said, that's what I did.
That's the full story.
That's the full story. I think we stopped.
Now, the Lee Valiant version would be the Todd jack me off.
That's the version. Actually, depending on how much longer we're here and how long, you know, the little one is here, I actually have an LA story involving Tyshawn at an adult film. At an actual shoot. So I'll tell that later here.
Before Lee kills himself. Don't ask Lee any more questions.
You better ask a better question than that anyway.
What I love about that story is that the language was worse than I could have ever done on CW.
Hey, Donnie Dollars, you stupid motherfucker. I've done this. I know, but
we just posted that mess like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Literally.
Did we edit it?
No. And Jesse Allen's sitting in the crowd. He's like a little 8-year-old kid sitting in the crowd at the time.
Hey, do y'all see what happens when you give Lee Valiant anything? Make a part of a panel and see what he does.
All right. Any more questions? Who else got a question? From the panel.
I have a question for Eric Andrews. Did you
ever
touch your dick?
He did.
So quick.
He did.
Approximately how long?
How long I don't dick? Remember. I mean, it was just, he coddled it for a little while.
Follow up question for Eric Andrews. Is Lee Valiant ticklish? And if so, how do you know?
Don't. My neck.
I can't do it right now, this neck. But yes, and Lee Valiant has the funniest laugh I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Not only Mike, I can talk a lot about it. I guess that's it. Next.
Was there true or false? There was a tickle fight on my living room floor,
spanning several hours was victorious.
Well, I don't know how much of a fight it was. You know, I kind of had lead down. He couldn't do much with it, but yeah. Yeah,
God damn, y'all want to really tell us, we'll tell some dirt? Y'all want to tell some dirt?
Calm down, guys.
We'll get real.
Why don't you go see with Christy?
Does anybody besides Big Hug Ties in the Rumble tonight?
Please, God, dude.
Next question.
He will not know it until he comes out.
Love it. We know the spot.
Okay, next question. Yes, sir.
Lee, can you tell us about the trash can in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill. Well, shit. I mean, we're shooting, right? I mean, this is legit.
Your whole life's a shoot, Lee.
I know. I always wanted to do something fun or just, I don't know, something make an ass out of myself. Anything. Anyway, so I have Trevor toss me in the fucking trash can, and the only shoot thing about that shit was a nacho container went up under my fingernail and made me, I was sitting there, I got juice on my fucking finger. I'm looking at him like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is going on? I'm bleeding my, that's the right on my forehead. This motherfucker cut off on me? Oh.
It's going in.
It's going in and out.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I mean, that, it was fun. As long as the people enjoy it, it's whatever. As long as y'all are happy, I'm happy. That's all. I don't give a shit what anybody in the back thinks, except for Grant. He's got the camera, and y'all are the only ones. That's all I care about. So
all six of you.
All six.
We fucking.
I remember when I got here before 10 o'clock, and then you got a beer in his hand.
Don't
treat
me like a bird. No, I'm gonna
make it. Next question.
Talk about your partner walking down Highway
62. Oh God. Dude, I know this story.
We saw him today.
No,
I'm not asking any questions.
Sit down.
No, I can't hear
anything. Can't have
none. I'm not doing shit.
All right.
Kind of like his love life.
It's fine. You don't need to.
It's fine. Anyway, we take that new tag team as 2006-07 to be online. First Absolute Justice, I win the TV title. If he was expecting us to get the tag belt, I have to see Green for the TV belt. You know, whatever.
And Jeff sabotaged the team. Let's just say it like it was.
Jeff, okay.
You ruined my life, Jeff Red.
That story, I wish Jeff was here for that story.
Y'all can ask him on that panel.
I'll come out.
He'll be here shortly.
I'll have to.
Yeah.
But so I had bright red gear with neon bags on the back of bikers, and he had bright green with red columns on the back. Apparently, after I won, he just him and that fucking Shrek looking bitch of a
hey, PC police somewhere, I'm
anyway, I didn't see it. Cosby seen it. A few other people seen it. Cars going down. What's that? 62?
Yeah.
You just see neon green fucking dragging his badge, butt hurt, crying.
Right.
And then he took his tires almost getting to a fight at Hooters. It was the fucking stupidest. Motherfuckers take themselves too fucking seriously. This shit is ridiculous. It's a work. Have fun. Stop my dick.
In that order.
Wait.
Lead, no.
Sorry,
what a. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Are you guys going to be talking on it?
Look, man, why are y'all doing this to me?
I was looking drunk, so we're already there. Pour me a cup.
He's got coconut, you dumb fuck.
I make with my coconut.
All right. All right, presents.
Good looking, man.
I was like, no.
You need some Benadryl.
Eric.
What? Which one?
No, which one? Watch either one. Are you guys, how much did this belief you guys in Levi and has to buy the Geno Glock? And if you can't explain what the Geno Clock is.
All right.
Let me. Well, he can do it. Fuck it.
Let me see you with Geno Clock, okay?
All right. So, I started actually today is my 9-year anniversary in wrestling. So. I made my debut in Rumble 9 years ago today. So, I'm expecting to win the title again. But anyway, I started training. Like, he was one of the first people like to really like connect me and like take me under his wing, things like that. And we used to ride around all the time. And I mean, we used to get into some shit, y'all. Like,
used to.
Well, I mean,
nah, let's tell you.
Come on, it's no thing down. Hey, let's be real.
That's gotta hold you.
So.
Down.
Lee was, like I said, Lee was some shit, y'all. Y'all know what I know.
He was
so sitting in the and so, that's, we were all sitting in Nightdale, which was Grant's old house, the house of debauchery, which I wish still existed.
Shut up, Jack.
So we were sitting up there in the game room, is what I called it. I called the game room, it was Grant's, like, video editing room, slash TV room, and, you know, and we were just, you know, big shenanigans, man. And we were like, Lee one time was so fucked up that he fell up the stairs. I don't know how that happens, but this motherfucker did it. And we all thought, like, we put Lee on that Gino Hernandez spot. We called him the Gino spot. We definitely thought Lee was going to be gone.
I read him 30.
Yeah, we got him to be gone like 2000.
Would he outlive Gino Hernandez?
Yeah. And so far, he's doing a pretty good job, man. And definitely, like I said earlier, I'm definitely shocked that he's still here today.
Every day.
But I'm glad he's here, you know.
I'm a fucking homeboy.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, like I said, he used to pick me up from work. I used to work at a bar, a bouncer, and we used to drive to Jacksonville to go see Joey Sylvia, who used to wrestle here back in the day, and Lee and him had some barn burgers and mashes, so Grant and Reposo's.
I think some of them.
Yeah. The street fight?
Yeah.
The ladder match, that 45-minute ladder match? Put that up here. But we went up here to Jacksonville, and this is before I started smoking pot, so.
Yeah!
Yeah, so. Man, I was knocked the fuck out on this drive, and Lee kept fucking with me and all this other shit. And I'm like, dude, let me know. I just got to work, man. But if you ever drove to Jacksonville, you would know how shitty of a drive that is. So you can't blame me for falling asleep on that shit. But yeah, man, Gino Clark, he's passing, man. He's passing. I'm glad.
It was a part of that night when he passed him.
Yeah.
I got so these guys don't feel left out.
Thank you, Jesus H. Christ.
Hold on.
Don't butt ass me.
No, I'm good.
I can sleep. It's fine. Fuck them.
Do both of you, I want to know if Kane, you think you're better than Ethan, and vice versa, and why?
Wow. Y'all trying to call me a
bottle.
All right, Connor. Look at this fucking mark right here.
Do I think I'm better than Kane? Yes, because I don't think I'm better than everybody. Don't take it personally, Kane. I don't think I'm better than you because I'm honestly better than everybody. I'm always here. I'm always doing something. I'm always working on something because I have to, because I sucked shit for the first 2 or 3 years of my career.
From this, too, it's bad.
The honest man answer, that is no one's going to how this is going. But yes, I absolutely think I'm better than Kane. Kane, you ask.
Your question.
Bob, you're wearing sunglasses indoors right now.
He is wearing sunglasses indoors.
Hey!
Come on, hey. I mean, I think I'm better than Ethan. I have a title. In my first year, I've accomplished more than him, Nick, Snooty, probably anyone in their first year. So, I mean, yeah.
Hold on.
Tonight is my first year, brother, and I'm in it. You want to win it, you got to go through
me. That is the end of your first year.
Hold up. You're in it, but I'm in it, too. So, yeah.
We'll see.
We will see, Kane.
But there you go. Quit being a mark. Good being a mark, you know, hey, here's this belt that I have.
Oh, my God.
Cecil's got a question.
All right, I'm going to be the one to ask, like, a serious question. This is more for my, the three guys on the left, because y'all been here the longest.
Well, yeah.
That's the right, you idiot.
Can you talk about kind of
his
how
left.
Oh, well, my left.
This is going to be a locker room and the culture is going to have changed since you started here.
Oh. Say that one more time.
I'll see you in the locker room and the culture has changed since you got started.
All right, you let Josh go.
We have a king.
Oh, that would require someone to ask me a question.
So when I started here, everybody hated everybody.
Yeah, we bred that locker room.
No shit, everybody hated everybody. Lee Valiant had more heat in that locker room than probably anybody in the business. And what do? I bunk up with Lee first day. So then what happens? Lee Valiant leaves, and all that heat from Lee comes to me. But now, I guess, you know, the locker room's more united now, I guess you could say. Everybody's helping each other out. Everybody is all for one, where before everybody was all for themselves. So I would say it's a much better locker room now than it used to be.
To be fair, you got plenty of your own heat, too, without Lee.
Thank you.
That is true. That's 100% true. But half of that heat is from Lee Valiant.
Be that as it may.
I don't know. I definitely wasn't a positive influence. I mean,
no shit.
I remember being champion and being. There used to be an upstairs locker room at the other
building.
Oh,
you started. I want to know this. Keep it going.
And before I pass this off to Eric, I'll just give you a little visual of how life used to be. When I didn't have certain substances in my system. There's a curtain right here separating the rest of the locker rooms. I stayed away from everybody. There's a window to watch.
This might help you with the story.
Oh, fuck yes, son.
Hold on. What you got?
Hey, Rock, hold on that for me, Silas.
Oh, just like old times.
My God.
I'd be laying in the room, man. That stuff is in the border. We should have gotten like that to Texas Cody. And, he told me he couldn't work out one time because he fucking was lactose intolerant.
True story.
So I'd be laying in the corner like this bitch where I had nothing in my system. I was like, motherfuck, life, fuck this, whatever. Chase, I'm like, hell yeah, I got the same idea of doing work there. Chase, get the fuck away from me! I mean, I pretty much did. So whatever people say about that, honestly, I do deserve it. And I apologize. But hey, it was like that before I got here. Thanks, y'all, huh? My first time coming up, there was no alcohol out of my room back in the day, the 10 out back. Y'all might beat you in the chair, me and Christian tag match, and he's like, yo, can you get good, man? Get my back and get you a beer. So that's how I kind of felt about this shit.
Hey, Rock.
Alright, so Lee touched on the 10 a little bit. So when I first started training here, we were at a building called the CSA, which is down Highway 62, and that's where the Chris Collins story came from. So we didn't have room for a locker room like we have here and like we had at the other building. There was a tent that we had to set up, and normally it was
the McAllisters. They also helped set that up for you.
Yes. But then when I started coming there, me and another person that I won't name. But we used to come up there before everybody and set that damn tent up all the fucking time. And people, the way it was hot, it was nice. Everybody dressed outside, it's nice. And some people had to sit on that damn asphalt, and some, you know, the senior, he's like, he's sitting in a chair. You know what I'm saying? So, and then when it was cold, Danny had a little space heater type thing, and he would just, propane, and he would just sit back there in the cold, sit back there getting dressed. And, but that, you know, from that locker room where I started to now, you know, like Josh said, there was a little bit of like dissension. It was definitely more The Office versus the Boys.
Well, it was clicky, too.
Yeah, it was very clicky. And, you know, I, like I said, I hung with Lee, but I tried to hang with everybody. You know, I wasn't really, wasn't biased. But then there was, you know, now I would say, like, I'm still like the same way. It's just the crowd's different. But my, when I first started wrestling here, the first thing I told Jeff, when I did my interview, was that I wanted to make CWF as known to everybody as much as I can. And that was in 2008. And, you know, just to see how hungry, you know, it's weird that, you know, when I started, it was myself, Matt Smith, who's, no, you know, he's not wrestling anymore, Chase Cola, Trevor, Nick, Chet. Oh, not Chet, I'm sorry. Nick, Roy, we had another dude named Rudy, he would come. And then another guy, like I said, I won't name his name out there, but we were all coming to train, and we were all there together to get better. Because we saw the matches that Lee and Joey were having, and we wanted to have those type of matches in front of, you know, people. You know, Ray Kandrat, too. So, you know, see the hunger in everybody, like, and to see that hunger in that group, and that group's pretty much like the core group now. Like, I always, like, we always try to, you know, we still try to instill what, the past generations, like Kazi and Yamaha and Ortega and Jeff, we still try to keep that in the locker room, but we still want to be more of a united front, you know, because especially with the weekly episode, you know, weekly TV going every week, we want to make sure everybody looks good, you know, because you're representing us as a whole. And when we go somewhere else, you know, wrestle somewhere else, you know, yeah, you're representing yourself, but they know that you train at CWF and you work at CWF, so you want to leave a good taste in their mouth, too. Like, okay, those CWF guys know what they're doing. They're well trained. I mean, you look at No Way Jose, and you see where he's at right now. So, it's just, you know, and people want to come here because they see what we're doing, and that's the cool thing. You know, they're coming here and making that sacrifice to come here and just come out here and have good matches, and, to see the evolution from that locker room and the debauchery back then that was going on, I mean, it's definitely been watered down as of late. But, I mean, like I said, we used to get into some shenanigans.
Because we're getting old.
Yeah, we're getting too old for this shit. Like, leave the weapon.
Hey, tell me something. Real quick, let me ask something. I don't know about the trainees now, but let me tell you about Eric Royal. This dude, when he had free time, when we was doing training back then, like 2008, he was doing free squats. There was no waste of shit. He was out there doing stuff. Danny needed something, he was sweeping up. He was doing whatever. I don't know how these kids do it now, or if they clean up or whatever. But
they're pretty fucking awful, yeah.
No, for real. They need to pick up on their end and pay their dues in some way, because this place is provided to them for free and a great training place. Guys like Andrew, you know, you don't get that everywhere else. You really don't. You don't get somebody that's going to provide you with a building. It's going to bring in fans. You know, so your trainees need to be dedicated to helping out around your building. And I will say, Eric Royal there back in the day, Eric was always in motion doing shit. He was always squats, always sweeping, always doing whatever, you know, when he wasn't in a drill or whatever. So that's my hat's off to you, bro, for real.
Oh, sure.
I'll tell you real quick about the locker room. I'm about a year in about a month, and I came here from coaching tumbling at the cheerleading gym two doors up. And
you're a fancy man, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. So I came from a lot of drama in that locker room. Teenage and little girls, a lot of drama. These guys, I haven't seen any drama since I've been. I'm sure there is some that I'll see, but these guys are like one of the families. It's going to be great to be a part of.
I mean, we've had tips, and I mean, like, but it's all about making the product better. It hasn't been like for me, it's always been about making the product better. Yeah, me and Stacey have butted heads, but also we've. But it's because we're both so passionate about making this look good. Yeah. And that's the thing. That's the thing.
Your question about me?
No, I want to know something for real. Piggybacking off what Eric said, I want to genuinely. He talked about like being a trainee and watching like Lee and Joey have their rumble match and their battle cage match and have their run and wanting to kind of have those moments. On the real, who did Kane and Ethan look up to in the locker room the most?
Good.
It had to be one person. But. Cool.
Coach Jedi, 100%. Mario Bob.
Yeah, we already know. I'm gonna say Trevor. But it wasn't just Trevor. Like, cause like when I came here, like people don't know it, but I've been training here like 4 or 5 years now, and I just got my start last year. I was there when Trevor was like really freaking small and not superhuman now, and was like. Like, I was a fan, too, before I started here. Like, I've seen Trevor break glass with someone in the mid-card and everyone get mad about it. Like, I've seen him piss off people. But I looked up to Eric. I looked up to Lee. I got here when Lee and Kazi were tag champs. And, yeah, I was there for that. So, like, I got to talk to them. And then Kazi was gone. He came back. He left again. He came back. Like, it's ongoing.
He's on that Terry Funk run, man.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I don't really have one person I look up to. Like, I look up to Roy for his technical skills and how, like, I mean, everyone respects Roy in the back. He's such a great guy. No one can make anyone laugh like Eric can or like Lee. And, like, I mean, Trevor trained me. He had, like, hands-on with me more than anyone. I mean, maybe Jeff more than him. But, like, and a lot of people say, like, you're discount Trevor. You take all the shit. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard not to when, you know, the guy drills the shit out of you, and, like, he pushed me harder than a lot of other people, and I was like, shit, he really fucking hates me. Like, I've been in the hospital more than once over Trevor, and now I know why, and I feel like now that I know why, it's worse now, but, you know, like, I look up to everyone, even Grant and Brad, like, for all, like, piggyback off what he said, like, y'all take me out to armory shows that were the shits. Like, it's terrible. Like, 30-minute matches on every match, and they're horrible. The camera angles are terrible. It's so clean here. Everything is perfect. And we don't just go over moves here. We don't train for 3 months, get thrown a match. We learn everything from ring psychology to where the cameras are. I mean, hell, I got to be a referee, a jobber, and then I'm a jobber now. Like, you know, I got to learn everything. So, I mean, thank y'all for what y'all teach us, because, like, anywhere else, I mean, fucking Firestar or whatever, 3 months, you get a match. It's fucking terrible, and you don't get booked anywhere. So,
you know.
Yeah. Alright, but anyway, thank y'all for what you do. I'm done kissing your ass.
Alright, who'd you say had
been sitting got a question. What, your question's not for me? Fuck it, sit down. Ethan, leave.
I don't know the answer. Have you ever thrown somebody through a locker room wall?
Have you ever thrown someone through a locker room wall?
That's piggybacking on the same equation.
Bitch!
Preach.
I may or may not have done that. I can neither confirm nor deny that. I'm going to take that. No, fuck it. I'll tell you.
Fuck you, though!
There's a guy now. He wears a mask down there. I don't know what he does, but anyway, he was here for a little bit, and he got a little bit too big for his britches. And I asked him a simple question, and he kind of bowed up to me. And I was telling him, like, back when I started training, like, Jeff had become the good cop, and Jesse Ortega was the bad cop. And, Jeff would only get hot in certain, you know, certain situations. And I'll tell that story, you know, that's a story I can tell about Stussy had at CSA one time. There was an argument with Jeff. And that was the first time I ever seen Jeff mad. But anyway, this idiot goes up to me and I'm telling him, you better get out of my face. And so he gets up in my face even more, so I just goose him by the throat and push him back through the wall. And, I mean, there might, I don't know if Danny,
I think he's still there,
but, now, ever since that moment, That person has never came back, and now he wears a mask, and he wrestles a big fight on
TV. Hey,
hey,
look, look, look.
To piggyback a little bit off of Eric's story about this person, I may or may not have taken a big old whiz in his gym bag at one point in time, too. Just throwing that out there.
This is true. Okay,
yeah.
I think I said so.
Fuck Chappie. Katie's got a question. Katie, go ahead.
Yeah, I actually have a question for Ethan.
Thank fucking God, finally.
Now, will you leave? A lot of work, especially this weekend over like some of the past shenanigans that's gone along around here. What is a story that you have been told that you're like, God, I really wish I had been there for that?
That's
a good one.
That is actually a really good one. Definitely before we've been there for he cuts my dick story. That sounds amazing, first of all.
I'm sure you fucking do. Dicko.
I just want to see your deadpan reaction. He cuts my dick, y'all.
Exactly how it was.
And I definitely would have loved to see the love and fake $100 bill story, too.
Right.
Just to see, you know, whoever it was, be it whoever else, coming back with the drinks and almost $80 in change, both of you guys are like, what?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Have you told? Has anybody told that?
Goddamn. $30 in the end. Like absolute ridiculous shenanigans I would love to have seen happen.
Y'all missed those stories last night. Maybe that'll get told on the Legends panel. That's good stuff.
Fuck the Legends. What? Yeah.
Any more questions for the deal?
Scoop gear.
As someone who wished they would have gotten to see me a lot sooner, for each one of you, who is someone real quick from the past that maybe doesn't wrestle anymore? I'd love to have a match with that you can tell them.
Someone from the past that you wish you could have a match with.
Jim, I did, obviously. I would love, actually. I mean, technically, he was around when I was around, but we never actually got the chance. I would love to work man at some point. Those are the first ones I had in my mind. Ha ha!
God, I miss Manny. Fuck.
You took his last bump, though.
I did take his very last bump. Damn right.
Fuck. Probably Lance. When I was growing up, I got to come to CWF, and I was there for the biggest fan of Ultra Dragon. And, like, I didn't know who that was. And when I first started here, I used to run music before I repped or anything. I ran music with Randolph. And Lance was coming out, and I was like, man, Lance is really fucking cool. And he was like, who did you watch when you came here? And I said, Ultra Dragon. He's like, motherfucker, Lance Luger was Ultra Dragon. I'm like, no fucking way. He's like, yeah. So when he got back there, I'm like marking the fuck out to Lance. He's like, oh, thanks, dude. Yeah, thanks. I'm like, no, like, I'm a big fucking fan. He's like, okay, I gotta go. He's like, no, you don't. I gotta get a picture with you. He's like, I gotta go. Like, leave me the fuck alone. I gotta go. So, yeah, like, fucking, I love Lance, man. I really want that match. He needs to get the fuck away from Rob Killjoy for a second.
Woo! I'm gonna tell the story about Sussy and Jeff real quick before I get into mine. So, we were at training one day, and the Nick, you were there, right?
I was.
Yeah, it was me, Nick, Matt Smith. Y'all know what we
No,
I don't think you were there.
Rudy,
you might have been.
Rudy was definitely there because he told me that.
That's right. Rudy was there.
Rudy, he was as dumb as I was.
Rudy was there. And Ortega was training us. And this is before Big Show. It was y'all guys. It was Fat Back against Lee and Joey, right? And
Yeah.
And you might have been there too. So we're in the ring training. And Sussy and Jim, I think Danny going to the concession stand was like a little office too. So they went in there and they were discussing stuff. And then we were just in there training. And so all of a sudden I just hear the door slam open. I don't know how the door slams open, but the door slams open and Jeff just comes out and I'm like, you're fucking stupid. And everybody just stops, literally just stops. And turns and then is watching what's going on. And like I said, I had never seen Jeff Red. That was the first time I ever seen him so mad. And so then
Ortega gets in the ring, and like Ortega, he stops everybody, and he's just sitting there watching this. And then as soon as that dies down, he turns to us and asks us a question, and was like, "What, you know, what's the role, you know, of a heel or whatever?" And so he asked Rudy Lewis this question. I forgot Rudy's answer, but of course Rudy was, you know, Jesse was like, then he was like, because he was wrong, I'm like, we're just as dumb as they are or whatever. But to piggyback off that, that was unrelated. But the person that I would like to work that I never got to work, I mean, I pretty much worked everybody, to be honest.
Everybody.
Have you ever worked live in the singles? Yeah, but not here. Not in Thomasville. That's the thing. I told Rob McBride the last time when he came to Russell Young, he was in the locker room. I told Rob McBride, like, I want to have a singles match, me now as a heel, against Rob McBride as a babyface. And I told him that, I told him every time I see him, he's like, he just pulled my chain. I'm like, no, Rob, like, we would fucking kill that shit. Like, just trust in me. I got this shit, dog. You saw what I did with Snooty in Chapel Hill. I got this shit.
Fuck you, Snooty, bitch.
For me, the only way I can think of that I would love to work is Matt Trucker, Gary Stevens.
Yeah.
We would have, I would love to work Gary, because Gary would whoop my ass, and it would be amazing.
You
work
Scotty Blaze, that's close.
That's pretty close, yeah. But Scotty hated me at that point, so.
Gary would do.
But yeah, Gary Stevens for sure.
Lee,
I didn't even give it to Lee, because Lee's wrestled everybody.
Lee's been around forever, right?
I really can't think of anybody that I haven't had a...
Rob was the last one that I covered.
I don't know if me and Yama ever had a singles. I know we did a
triple
threat with X-Iris one time.
Yeah, I got.
Guys, you got to tell that story too.
I got.
He's got his own panel.
I'll tell you that one. That time, Kazi instigating fights and shit for the show.
That doesn't sound like
an idea. Well, hold on. We'll get to that.
Let Kazi tell that story.
If there's anybody that I could have worked or could work again, maybe Jeff Brown, because we had some really fun matches that I really enjoyed. Of course, Brad Stutz never gave me the match I wanted to do with him, but that's another story.
You ended his career. You ended
bastard.
His career.
That's my dad.
Hey, let's not make this about the bad shit I've done.
We got a whole panel full of nice career.
But I would say, you know, Eric here, but that's not going to happen.
Nick Richards. Nick, sit the fuck down. Nick Richards, what do you got? All
right, we got 5 minutes. Kind of a lightning round. We're going to pay
attention.
Yeah.
For
Andrews, what do you find more fulfilling when you're wrestling? Having like a great match with Trevor, or doing something that you did like with Cam Carter where you had the audience believe he was going to beat you? A guy who's pretty
good.
Damn good question.
That's a damn good question. Take notes, asshole.
Like, having a good match with Trevor, nothing against Trevor, but having a good match with Trevor doesn't mean that much because it's expected. If I can't have a good match with Trevor, then I'm going to fucking quit. Like, honestly, if you can't have a good match with Trevor Lee, then what the fuck are you doing here? Okay? Guys like Cam Carter that no one really knows and no one really expects to do anything and bring him out here and have the crowd believing and on their feet thinking that he's going to win the television title for me on his third or fourth night with the company, that's pretty special.
Yeah, that was like a massive scoop. Yeah.
It was good.
That's awesome.
Next question.
I agree. All
right, next question. Lightning round. Nick,
go the fuck away.
All of you.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
At some point in your career, you guys have had a point, you guys have had heat at one point.
With each other or with the fans?
Give me a moment from each of you. You feel was unjustified heat.
Unjustified heat.
Like from other people. Yeah, no, like from the office, from the boys.
I'm
not, I feel like you two.
I'm
I'm going to go on record, I'm self-aware enough to know, if someone has heat with me, it's probably for a good way, as you know. Okay, no, I have one situation where someone got mad at me for something they should not have. Okay, you got to provide some justice this year, right?
Ethan, they're sitting right here, they can hear you.
So we do this four-way tag, and it's me and Otto against the Sandwich Squad, against the Dawsons, against the artist formerly known as him, and some bitch. I don't know her name.
Some bitch. Sis!
Some bitch. Anyway, so, that's true, but shut up. So, as a joke, I thought it'd be funny if I got a shirt that said "Sis on my face," because it's funny, right?
Yeah,
it is funny.
Don't shake your head when it's visual hilarious.
Imagine your face imploding funny. Like that.
Yeah.
Funny.
So
I'm a Bruce.
I don't tell her about this shirt because I don't tell anyone about this shirt because I know that, you know, it's not going to be PG, so to speak.
Ethan, we only got 5 minutes. What the fuck?
So basically, she had talking to the shirt, and I'm like, Bolada. So yeah, since I had a question for her, Bolada.
All right, real quick, unjustified heat down the line.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I mean, when I got here, they beat me up. Now they either like me or they don't. I really don't know.
You.
I've never had a fuck you, CL. I don't know.
Straight fire.
Man, justified heat is my mom. They didn't give me heat. They cheered for me because she wouldn't shut the fuck up. Here, you got it.
I mean, I probably had heat. I mean, I don't like.
Fucking mom.
Back in the day. Yeah, there was a lot of unjustified heat and bullshit. I probably was a part of it, whatever. But now, like, I don't really have heat anymore. I just, you know, just go out to the back and enlighten myself, and then I'm good.
Self-admitted, every bit of heat I had was fucking deserved.
All right, I know we only had 5 minutes, but this one might take a little bit. Because we were actually talking about this in the back like 20 minutes ago. This was 100% unjustified heat. I didn't do anything. Everything else, I will admit, it was my fault. This, though, was the farm fight with me and Evan, Smith Garrett, and Charlie Weston. Okay?
It's terrible.
It's pretty well known in the locker room when it was me and Evan that I would put most of the stuff together for me and Evan. Okay, so this is the setup. I see Evan and Charlie going out into the lobby, which is a no-no. So me and Smith go out of the lobby. Evan and Charlie fall onto a table, breaking the table, and all the merch that was on it. Smith, this is what happened.
Don't put that shit on me.
No, this is what
happened. Fuck you, Smith. Concession stand
right here. I said, take the headshot. I go to push him down into the concession stand. This motherfucker flies over the concession stand, taking everything out. I get back and Lee's back in the back, and he comes up to me, and he's like, dude, Danny's pissed. He threw everything and left the fucking building. And put all the heat on me saying that I put that shit together.
Danny was fucking mad, dude.
That was the only time that I said, no, I didn't put shit together in that one. That was them. But I got all the heat for it. And Evan's up and you're looking like a rose falling through tables.
Danny's ready to kill you.
Twisted you.
No,
Danny will kill you and no one will find
your
body.
And J-Mac will bury you.
Yep. It's how it happens.
One question.
Hey, we gotta get Yamaha.
Yamaha.
Who the fuck is Yamaha?
TV champ. Oh, so
who
broke my record? I guess back in July. I want to know who the fuck you beat so I can kick his ass and let
that. Give me that.
Is that
cat? Oh shit! I gotta.
I mean, everybody am. It's one of you, remember?
I did have one justified heat with Yamaha one time. Me and, was the Syndicate. It was Evan Banks and Michael McAllister. This is, Evan Banks is like the Billy Gunn. Like, Evan Banks and McAllister are like the Billy Guns of CWF. They're tagging with everybody.
And the gimmicks.
I think it was me and Chase. And they were getting ready to beat Yamaha and X for the tag titles. And we slipped over in a match. I think that was that Jim Crow or was that Jericho? That was Jericho. So we slipped over on him in a match. And so we did this show at Fairchild Rec Center. And Yamaha pulled me and Chase to the side and said, hey, man, who told y'all to go over or whatever? And I was like, dude, I was doing what I was told, man. Like, I was just doing what the fuck I was told. Chase already had me. They had put, like, his gear, like, the freezer in that room or whatever. But Yamaha, like, that's how they got Chase. Yamaha came to me and was like, hey, man, who put that match together? Because you know we're getting ready to put them over or whatever. And I was like, dude, I just did what I was told. And then Yamaha had to drop the titles by himself.
Yeah, we're caught now.
This ain't winning CWS shows. There was this fucking guy here who, not that there's anything wrong
Where
with
are we
it.
Going with this story?
He worshipped Trish Stratus. Let's just say.
Oh, my God.
His name was Mark Stratus.
Mark Van Hook.
Anyway, we're doing the show. As Ashburn, I'll never forget this. He wins, like, whatever title. He comes back to the locker room. Me and Yamaha watch through the curtain. He says, his fucking drizzling shits. He was horrible. He asked Yamaha, he's like, what you think of my match? Yamaha. Fucking Yamaha, I said, good part. Good on job application. Get this fucking shit up, because I'd rather watch an alligator eat my fucking kids than watch that shit again. That fucking shit I ever heard. I'm fucking Mark Rothschild.
Well, on that note, thank you guys.
I'll give you this. Thank you. Up next, the Legends Forum. First of all, the world's greatest podcast in the whole world, Bruce Legend. And go Duke. That's right.
Oh, you know. Man, your fake glasses and stuff. What the fuck, what y'all got going on?
Oh my God.
I didn't regulate that too good, but I can't stop them guys from talking that much. I mean, they got, you know.
Give me a lot, Mike.
I know, I mean, I wouldn't take it. You know, I'm telling you. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for letting me do it.